pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
I'm going to take attendance now. Councilman Phil Sacco.
Here.
Councilperson Daphne Jones.
Here.
Councilperson Dave Kolak.
Here.
Councilperson Dan Fusco.
Here.
And Supervisor Greg Sacco.
Here. Last meeting minutes, I need a motion to approve the meeting minutes from the November meeting.
Motion.
I'll second that.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried.
We have no early approvals of the floor. We're going to move right to Resolution 54-2025, which is a residential park pavilion rental fee. Be it resolved that the town board of the town of Deerfield hereby approves the raising the pavilion rental fee for the town residents from $125 to $150. The non-resident fee will remain $200. Would someone like to entertain a motion to approve this resolution?
I motion.
Is there any further discussion?
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried.
Resolution 55-2025, end of year bills. Be it resolved that the town board of the town of Deerfield hereby approves Tuesday, December 30th at 5 p.m. to audit end of the year bills. Would someone like to entertain a motion to approve Resolution 55-2025?
I'll make the motion.
I second.
Any further discussion?
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried.
Resolution 56-2025 is the 2026 organizational meeting. Be it resolved that the town board of the town of Deerfield hereby approves Monday, January 5th of 2026 for the organizational meeting at 5 p.m. Would someone like to entertain a motion to approve Resolution 56-2025?
I motion.
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried.
Resolution 57-2025, snowblower for the town skid loader. Be it resolved that the town board of the town of Deerfield hereby approves purchasing an 84-inch snowblower from low bid Admar Construction Equipment. Do you have the three bids?
Yeah,
they attached to you?
Yeah.
You have them? Okay.
All right.
The three bids are attached, with the lowest bid being $12,618. This will be charged to line item DA5130.20, machinery equipment. Would someone like to entertain a motion to approve Resolution 57-2025?
I'll second.
Is there any further discussion?
Motion to approve.
Aye.
Aye.
Denied. Motion carried. I'm sorry.
Resolution 58-2025, bar appointment. Be it resolved that the town board of the town of Deerfield does hereby approve the reappointment of George Corey as a member of the bar. Term is 10-1-25 through 9-30-30. Would someone like to entertain a motion to approve Resolution 58-2025?
I'll make the motion.
A second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any discussion?
Oh, see?
Any further discussion?
What is the bar?
Board of Assessment Review.
Since it's a legal document, should that be spelled out?
We can change that, yeah.
I assume that's what it was.
Yeah.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried.
We have Resolution 59-2025. It's the use and occupancy license agreement. Be it resolved that the town board of the town of Deerfield does hereby approve the use and occupancy license agreement with the Deerfield Snow Trails. This is so the Deerfield Snow Trails can build a storage unit. that where they can store their equipment for the town. Would someone like to entertain a motion to approve this resolution 59-2025?
A motion?
I'll second.
All in favor?
Is there any further discussion?
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried.
Before you go on?
Yeah.
Do you want them to wait until the end of the meeting for the order to go? Or should I come?
We'll get it signed out.
Why don't we wait?
Okay.
That's all right.
Phil, did you change the name at the bottom of it?
Yes, I did, and I changed the term in 20 years.
Okay, then we're all set.
Then we're good.
We're good.
Yep, we just...
You don't mind waiting, right, to take care of it?
Sure.
Do we have that bill by like next week?
No.
Resolution 60-2025 is the Pat Stone Development. I just want to read a little statement I have. So the issue of whether the town board will permit the Pat Stone project to begin at this time has been the subject of many public comments at our past board meetings. It has been suggested that the town board members perceive votes or assume positions or fueled by politics when nothing could be farther from the truth. In November of 2023, WM Price Design LLC, on behalf of Arson Development LLC, submitted a letter of intent to develop a project along Horatio Street in the town on property located north and to the south of the present Bank of America facility. Meetings were held with the planning board and the town board in accordance with the town zoning law, at which time the scope of the project was discussed as including a hotel, fast food restaurant, convenience store, and various residential uses. The zoning for the site of the project had to be changed to permit the varied uses that were to become part of the project. The matter was referred to the planning board, and based on its recommendation dated June 5th, 2024, and after a public hearing, the town board by unanimous resolution adopted on January 13th, 2025, resolved to change the zoning to plan development extraordinary to accommodate all of the proposed uses associated with the project, all in accordance with Article 13 of the town zoning law. The planning board undertook to review the application for site plan review of a portion of the project submitted by Pat Stone, which involved the development of housing limited to the project's property to the north of Bank of America in accordance with the town zoning law, issuing its written recommendation dated October 8th, 2025. The planning board's recommendation raised issues regarding prioritizing the need for adult and senior housing by Pat Stone and raised serious issues regarding water and sewer service for the remainder of the project, which required further study. The town board has undertaken its own review of the potential water and sewer issues that could jeopardize the advancement of the remainder of the project. While letters have been submitted to the town board suggesting a continuing commitment to the overall project, even the letters of support recognize the need for further review and study of the necessary infrastructure issue, the full extent of which is unknown. While the majority of the town board is committed to construction of additional housing that the Pat Stone's part of the project promises, town board's initial support for the zone change was based on the entire project as presented and varied uses it would bring to the town. The town board, in accordance with Article 13 of its zoning law, must give its approval for the project to commence. The town board is not yet ready to grant its approval until the development of the overall project is more fully explored and the financial viability is established, particularly in light of the infrastructure issues identified. The board's proposed resolution is not yet a no to Pat Stone, but rather, and more accurately, a not yet. So resolution 60-2025, denying a permit to the development proposed by Pat Stone Development Corporation. Be it resolved that the town board of the town of Deerfield does hereby deny permit to the development proposed by Pat Stone Development Corporation. Would someone like to entertain a motion to approve resolution 60-2025?
I'll make that motion.
I'll second.
Is there any further discussion?
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried.
Move right along to official reports. County Legislator Dave Buck. He's absent. Councilperson Phil Sacco.
Thank you, Mr. Supervisor. I have a few items of interest. Anita Stevens Swan, Humane Society, will no longer contract with the town. By New York State law, we're required to have a shelter for dogs. Animal Control is working on a contract from the New Hartford Animal Shelter. We're not sure of the cost at this time. Rome Humane Society and Four Pet Sakes will take our cats with no contract required. And I think since I wrote this, has an agreement come forth from New Hartford?
By the end of the week, it's due to all the towns.
Okay.
They retracted it. They had to make some changes.
Okay, I guess.
They had to make some additions.
From what I understand, it's going to be more reasonable than Anita's, but still, the dog part is very expensive, but we're prepared to do our part. Next, Codes Officer Jim Maxwell and I, we have a little more to do to enforce local law number 3, unsafe buildings, to address a condemned house. Mr. Maxwell, myself, and Attorney Schmidt, we had a conference call this morning, and we should have the necessary paperwork soon. And what it means is we would petition the property owner to come before the town board with a remedy. If no remedy or no show, the town board has the power to take care of the deficiencies. And hopefully, if it comes to us having to do it, we can do it in-house. I'll work with Sam. But that's the next step. And the winter months really put a damper on things, but we'll make sure we get everything in order. On Friday, the town clerk got a call from a Donger Drive resident of a vacant house with water coming out the cellar window. Karen and I were trying to find out who we could contact about the issue. I called National Grid to see where the power bill was going, but before I got an answer, Karen worked with a neighbor on Donger Drive and found a contact of a relative in Florida who could notify somebody local to enter the house and take care of the issue. And I just want everybody to know she came in on her day off to help, and that's very, very nice to help.
Oh, thank you.
Next, we had a grinder pump issue on Brian's Road, where basement took on some backup flow. The grinder pump was repaired, and the resident filed a claim against the town, which was forwarded to our insurance carrier. So we'll see how that turns out. Just so everybody knows, the same resident, Karen gave me a couple gray hairs today. The same, I got an email urgent, and I commend her for getting a hold of us, me and Sam, and I asked Sam to lock her in the cellar. Come to find out they had another issue, but it was Saturday, the 6th,
yes.
Not the 8th. And it happened to be a problem on their end. It had nothing to do with this other issue with the grinder pump. So we'll see how it all plays out. Hopefully, it'll be good. Still got some more, you guys, sorry. On Monday, December 1st, I met with members of the Schuyler Town Board, Herkimer County Legislator Anthony Lucenti, Joel Giuliano, councilperson, Mike Jantz, the engineer, for their proposed water district that is partially in Deerfield. The part in Deerfield runs north from the Graham Road intersection just past Brown Road in the town of Schuyler. 22 years ago, I was here, old man. And it was a joint project between Deerfield Water District 5 and Schuyler. Deerfield did its job. We went to Graham Road intersection, went right down to Graham Road down to the town line, including hydrants. And unfortunately, Schuyler lost its funding as part of the same project. So our water district went in. We have 23 homes with dead hydrants. Now, Schuyler is hopeful that they can close the funding gap and do their district. Part of their district would be a main from Graham Road and Deerfield to Brown Road and Schuyler. So there's a couple issues that Deerfield has. They gave me, the water board gave me a list of 18 homes that they couldn't confirm or deny had a pressure-reducing valve. That's something that goes in with the meter and protects from high pressure coming in your house. So I'm going to verify physically those 18 homes. And that's on our district. If they're not there, Water District 5 will have to incur the expense. The other part of it is, the main that goes through Deerfield, we're exploring creating what they call a service district instead of a water district. I believe at this time, I'm going to work with the assessor tomorrow night. It could apply to 7 homes in Deerfield, the opportunity to get Mohawk Valley Water or not. So we'll have to see how that works out. Attorney Smith's working with me. It's out of my pay grade, that stuff. But Schuyler's district's 119 and a half EBUs. We have the issue with the pressure-reducing valves. I can take care of that. And we're going to explore the service area. And prices have gone up since the days of the 6 water districts I was involved in. The EDU on each home in this district is $986. And the half EDU, which would be a vacant lot and get no curb stop, is $493. So it opens the door for possibly some residents in our town if they have bad water or they're paying tons of money for filtering chemicals. Can't hurt to try. And we hope the best for Schuyler that it happens. It's 22 years ago it started. And they have a funding gap. They're, I believe it's over $10 million, the project. But they're confident that funding gap can be closed. And we'll see what happens. But I'll be working on it. And Mr. Schmidt and myself, and we can get everything ready. I'm going to ask for a map plan and report price quote only from their engineer. So if they do get the funding, we can move forward once we get things figured out. Yeah, that's all I have. That was enough. Thank you.
Thank you. Councilperson Daphne Jones.
Good news. Now that the government shutdown is in the past, we have successfully acquired a .gov website. Currently, we're under the lengthy process of converting over to the .gov domain. It involves addressing county emails as well as making sure nothing gets lost in the process, but we should be having this issue resolved in time for the December 21st, 2025 deadline for compliance. The new domain change will be www.townofdeerfieldny.gov. You might remember in my report last month, I was able to request for 2 different domains in case our first choice could not be acquired. And this one was our first choice, so hooray for us. And I talked with Deerfield Snow Trails. A lot of publicity for you guys tonight to get them their own section on the website. Now you are on our website, which I think is great because it'll be easier to have information available to snowmobilers in the area so they can follow the rules and maintain safety throughout the seasons. To find it, hit the community tab and go to parks and rides. That is it.
Okay, thank you. Councilperson Dave Kolick.
I have nothing to report.
Okay, Councilperson Dan Fusco.
I've got a couple things. Number one, Greg, I had sent you the 3 estimates to make sure you had it, but it's very difficult to read those the way they're presented. I understand it. So I did a summary sheet.
Okay.
And it summarizes all 3, and it's more comprehensive there, so that should make it easier.
Okay.
For us to decipher. For what it's worth, I put it in order of how I would rank it, but that's not fine.
Okay, yeah, this is a lot clearer.
A lot clearer, yeah.
Okay.
It was, you know, 3 different systems used by 3 different companies.
Yeah.
So.
Okay, I'll review it, canvas the board, and you go from there.
Couple questions. Phil, I think you were kind of overseeing the maintenance or whatever of the unit before. That's just sitting out there. Should that be protected for the winter?
No, it's no good.
And so we just let it get buried and...
Yeah, the more it gets smashed out, the easier it is to move. No, I, me and Sam have spoke, and in-house, we can alleviate the problem without the snow guards.
Yeah.
For just the cost of a bunch of treated lumber, we can make a lean-to permanent.
Yeah.
And that's something that we'll have to talk about.
Yeah,
The other one, Dan, was 10 years old, and unfortunately, it did its job, except it wasn't made out of treated lumber, and of course, the legs rotted and broke. That's what happened.
Right.
But that was 10, we could make a way better one, we talked about it, out of treated lumber, and it would last forever.
Yeah, even with, if we do go ahead with the roof modifications, we'll call it, we should still do that.
That's an awful lot of money, Dan. $12,000.
What's that?
$12,000.
But the thing is, it's not just for that, Phil. It's, as we went around this building, there's a lot of issues with the building.
Yeah.
There's if you look at the front corner there, there's water issues, and that's getting down into the foundation. It's getting into the basement. If you go right down...
No, the basement's dry. We have a very small basement. It's dry with a sump hole.
If you go right...
It never runs.
Okay, please let me finish.
Well, you're asking me.
No. If you go down the stairs, just go down the stairs and just knock on the wall straight ahead, and you hear water's coming down through the chimney, and that's causing problems. There's drainage problems. It's the problem over here where we have a gaping hole in the roof. That needs to be fixed. Like, have you gone around there and looked at that? It's busted wide open. On any building, it's very bad to have water come down and just hit right next to the building. It's a very bad thing. There's also estimates for repair of the siding.
That's what's important as far as I'm concerned.
Well, it all is because if you don't fix what's coming off the roof, you can't deal with the siding issue very well. The garage next door, I think, has some siding in it. Maybe before we ever went ahead with this, I mean, I imagine the board can approve this, but then how you manage the project is another story. We can look at what siding's in there. Maybe we don't need to do the PVC around here. That's very expensive to put that PVC board. Maybe we have enough pieces that remain. Because I'm sure when they came off, somebody saved them. You know, why not? So if it's a lot, I think the highest quote might be over $11,000, but that's for like everything. That's not much money at all to maintain this building. This building serves very well and will continue to service for a long, long time. If you don't take care of water and gutter issues now, this building will be damaged to where it will cost a lot more than that. So I would like the board to consider the value of what we have and the value of protecting what we have. And that's what that is. You know, the two most important aspects of any building is the roof and the basement. Water coming off the roof affects both water and ice. So that it's a pretty comprehensive and educational proposal. It was a lot of work. And the other thing too, I'm not sure, Greg, how you would manage this, but if the proposal, if an estimate is chosen, do these things come with like a margin fund? Because say you got five guys working on this building, they're eager to fix everything. What if they find something? Hey, did you know we need to do the flashing around the chimney? That's why you have probably down to the basement. Have a little bit of a slush fund to say without going through a process, if it's even legal, go ahead and fix it. You know, so $300, go ahead and do it, you know, because you're going to have these guys climbing all over this building, which is long overdue. And I think it'd be very good to be prepared to just let them set some of these things straight. That's for a lifetime. These gutter systems that they put on, the snow breaks, are a lifetime. To me, it's a very good investment. I would never have a building without water control off the roof because it hits the ground. You just walk around the building, you see what it's doing. You look at the front corner. You look along the when you come in the front entrance. You can see what's happening, and it's not going to get better. So, and there's probably damage that we don't even know of. So I would encourage the board to really consider that. I think the guys, all three of the guys, I thought were really, really, really great. But like I said, I put it in order of what my ranking would be.
Okay.
Sam, great guardrails. Harris Road. Do we do that in-house, or is that, you use a sub for that, or did you guys do that?
I have something out. We don't do those kind of,
I was very impressed. Thank you for taking care of that. That makes some people really happy. I've lived up there for many years, and I've seen that as an ice bowl, and I remember cars hitting snowbanks. The only things keeping cars from going off there over the past, 40 years or something. So that's awesome. It's awesome. We're talking about the guardrails on Harris Road that we put up. Very, very nice. One other thing that I'll bring up now, it had been mentioned before, and it's just something that I was thinking about. There was discussion about how ClearPath had made a payment to the town, and previously we talked about restitution for some of the residents that were most directly affected. And it's beyond my wheelhouse and just how you do that, but I know some towns will do tax reassessments for people and give them a break on their taxes, whatever. I have to look, but I know there's three families that were heavily affected. Mm-hmm. So is that something we want to look at in the future?
I think that's something they'd have to talk to the assessor about.
I don't know if we can legally do that.
We talked about that, didn't we?
We did talk about that.
I believe that came up.
I believe that was not allowed.
I can't to refresh my memory.
That was brought up.
No, I know, that's why I'm...
They can talk to the assessor before March 1st, which is the taxable status date. And after that, they can file a complaint on grievance day. And if they don't like the results before the bar, then they can bring in either an Article 78 or a small claims petition. But this board does not get involved with that.
Not at all. The assessor doesn't need the board's approval. Okay, so by March 1st. Okay. Thank you. I just wanted to keep that alive. That's all I have. Thank you.
Okay, thanks. Karen, town clerk. And youth.
The letter out of the cellar. I voted to keep it there.
I don't have too much. The tax stuff is starting to come in from the mortgage companies. I'm waiting probably within the next 2 to 3 weeks. I should be getting the pile of taxes from the county, and then they'll be distributed out through the printing company and out to the residents. Just a little bragging on my part. Since my enumeration, we have from August 1st until December 1st, we have 131 dogs that were not licensed by the town and are now licensed and paying into our system. And then on to the youth program. We just spent last Saturday at the Utica Zoo. It was the Utica Zoo Zoobilee, where the town paid for the children's admission, and they got to do activities and get their pictures taken with the Grinch. And next.
Phil, you were there.
I was green paint.
Our last event, I believe, is not next Saturday, but the Saturday after, maybe. We're going to meet here in the seniors' room or the community room, and we're going to watch the old time Christmas carols and do arts and crafts and make ornaments and eat cookies and hot chocolate.
Is it Saturday the 13th or Sunday the 14th?
I don't know. I think it's Saturday.
The 14th. But if you want it to be the 13th.
No, don't change it. I'll have to find it.
I just copied your thing, and I just put on
the... Then it's whatever you copied is right.
Whatever you want, Karen.
Without getting thrown back in the basement. And that's all.
All right, thank you. Highway, Sam.
I just have a couple of things this month. Your man mentioned the guardrail. I got that done on Harris Road. Also got some guardrails repaired from winter damage and cars hitting them along Crooked Brook and Doyle Road. So that's been done. Those have been turned in this month for that. I attended a Atta County Sewer District Committee meeting on November 19th. I've been involved with this stuff for, probably since the consent order was written, probably 12, 13 years now. I've been going to these meetings. They're still having a few overflow issues at the county level. So they're starting to really, starting to come down on the private INI and rain gutters and basement drains. Any illicit water getting in there, trying to fix any problems with manholes, pipes. So that's their big concentration right now, to try to get these overflows before the state comes down with another consent order. I'll keep you updated as I find out any more information on that. Our leaf collecting, obviously with the snow, is done. We were around five times collecting leaves. I know some fall late, any other ones that didn't come down, we will get them in the spring. We do our first spring cleanup. We did finally get our new Freightliner chassis. I talked a little bit about it last month. It is in service. You may see a new food truck around town. It's a single axle Freightliner. Pretty nice truck that is in service now. Do have a couple of little issues and punch list issues, but they're going to be taken care of. CHIPS reimbursement, the checks are going to be cut for that, I think, on the 10th of December. So we should be receiving a check shortly.
I ask them every day.
It would be about $254,000 coming from the state.
We need it.
I did talk with GMT Engineering, Mike Fuller, the Firehouse Road project. You heard me talk, I think, last month about how much all the materials went up on that project. They were working on cutting down on some of the costs. They've nibbled some away at that. They are moving forward to do a design on the bridge. Got a basic design on it, so they're going to move forward and finish the design work. As that moves forward, I'll let everybody know. And there is a path for going out and looking for this, getting this extra money that it's going to cost. This is going back to 21 when this started. So, and you're looking at a 27 start date on it. So I'll keep you updated on that as time goes on. That's all I've got.
Okay, thank you.
Yep.
Buildings and codes, Mr. Maxwell, after report for review. Assessor Matt Pelusic. I haven't seen him. Planning Board Chair Patty.
Not much going on. We worked on the update to the battery energy storage law. We should have the final part of the draft done so that it can go to the Planning Board for January and to Bill to kind of proofread it too, and hopefully have it to you at your January board meeting so you can review it and potentially schedule the public hearing for that in February. We had two inquiries about subdivisions. One is going to be the Golden property on Route 8 and the north end of Deerfield, basically Poland. They want to divide that property into three lots. They came with mapping, everything looked good. We gave a preliminary approval for that, and we will hold a public hearing on that at the January meeting as well. It's a pretty straightforward subdivision, three large lots. We did caution the attorney for that's handling the subdivision. It's not anything that the Planning Board is responsible for, but we caution them to be certain that they check the DOT about curb cuts for those lots. And then the second subdivision is the old Acapulco estate that kind of borders Bellhill Road and Smithville Road. It's property in that estate. The family's looking to finally finish business, I guess, after many years. So they wanted some, their representative, Mark Shettleman, wanted some ideas to bring back to the property owners as to how would be the most practical way. And again, they're looking for large lot subdivisions. One thing I think Mark was going to get hold of you, Sam.
He did. He called me.
Okay, about a part of a road on the Smithville side that's just right at the intersection.
Road.
Yeah. If that road was abandoned, formally abandoned, or what?
I have got my feelers out right now to look for officially if it is. I believe it is, but I'm not absolutely sure. I did reach out to Jeff Quackenbush. He hasn't gotten back to me yet, but I should know hopefully within the next couple of days on that.
Yeah, that's the one.
And I'll call Mark back and let him know.
Yeah, they really need to figure out for that side of the property. They really need to figure out what the status of that little section of road is. So, but again, that's just very preliminary. There's no mapping or anything done on that yet. So, and that was really what we did on our last planning board meeting.
Okay, thank you. Zoning Board and Seniors, Laura.
Last month, most of us attended a training session at MVCCC put on by Department of State and sponsored by the Herkimer-Oneida Comprehensive Planning Board. And they dealt with mainly about the short-term rentals or B&B type things, and also about affordable housing.
So. Seniors?
Seniors, well, our weather sometimes holds us back. Believe it or not, on Thursday when we had a good snowstorm, there were about 15 or 20 of us there. The ones from the upper end are able to get out much easier than the lower end. But this Thursday, we're going to be having our Christmas luncheon, and we won't be open on Christmas Day or New Year's Day. We've closed.
All right.
Happy holidays.
All right, thank you. Historian John Fauci is not here. Parks, Debbie.
We should have our flyer for the January 31st full moon snowshoe done this week, and an events page on the website. I actually had a couple people just being out and about approach me and ask for doing it again this year. So, the other thing is I'd like to have a first day hike. It's something that New York State, I don't know if they started it, but several years ago, to get people out on the first day of the year. So the board's approval, it's not gonna be anything big. Maybe we'll have some hot chocolate afterwards, but it's a family event. Meet at the pavilion, hike the trails, just to get people outside. There's a bunch of other parks in the area that are doing it as well. Hal and I got with Sam and we got the new groomer going. It's heated. Sam criticized me because I was overdressed for it, but we still have to get out and move trees that are down and stuff at times. But I have a concern, and this has been discussed with Sam somewhat, but the groomer doesn't fit in the garage here, and it either has to be trailered down here, or what Hal and I did was brought it down through the snowmobile trails, and it down and back adds an extra hour to our volunteer time to groom the trails, which we do based on when the snow flies. You know, it's not a scheduled thing. And on the weekend, we're going to have access to the highway garage. And I don't know how the snowmobile club feels about us going down that with the...
I can't have you on. Our insurance is wicked against that.
So... not only that, it's probably going to rip it up because...
Well, I ain't worried about it ripping it up. It's the insurance on that.
So...
for the they're not the... it's for the landowners.
Right.
Because that's who's insured. And side-by-sides are not even... might be able to get away with it because it's a town, but...
so there's three of us that volunteer to do this, and it just... we have to have the machine down here. And it has to be locked up, I understand that. I don't know if we can do a temporary building on the side of the garage here or take a small portion of the pavilion where there's already overhead doors, you know, throw up a couple walls and just make a small area there. But it just is not a feasible situation to have that machine up there and we have to go up and get it or have the town bring it down. Or so now they're saying we can't be on it. Then it has to be trailered. Hal trailered it the other day and it took even longer than driving down the trails. So we have to come up with a solution that was bought. You know, we suggested taking some of the parks money to buy that machine specifically to do the trails. So we need to come up with a solution to, there were people out on them this weekend, we couldn't get to the trails, you know, we couldn't, on some day, there was no access to the machine even if we could do it, so.
Okay.
And we gotta get it down here for, you know, it's gonna cost money, but Hal suggested raising the current overhead door, but it has trusses, so that can't happen. There's not enough room to go up. It needs another, like, I think it was 8 inches. The garage door is 8 inches too low for the machine to get in there, so.
All right, we'll have to talk, Sam. We'll talk after this quick and see if we can get something, get a game plan.
You can take the heated cam off.
Yeah, there you go. Okay, we'll talk and try to figure out a game plan as soon as we can. All set?
All good for first aid hike?
Oh, yeah, I'm okay if the board's okay. I don't know. Sure, absolutely. Yeah.
If you want to send me some more information on there or just run up for the website.
As soon as we get, yeah.
Okay.
We're going to do a Facebook page for it too.
So. Okay, I'll just copy it from that.
And send a link to that.
Perfect.
And the one for the 31st.
Yep. Sounds good.
All right, thanks, Deb.
Yep.
Town Attorney, Mr. Schmidt. No media time. Anyone for late privilege of the floor?